declared by the broadcasting world as one of the credible moments on the Scoot on the Air show here on WWL. It's time for Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. John LeBlanc, the Market Vice President, North Shore Market President of Metairie Bank, joins us. John, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
Good afternoon. All right, John, we've talked about it before, but I don't think we can talk too much about reducing the risk of online identity theft. This is a huge, huge issue. And it's so easy for people to, be scammed.
No, absolutely, Scoot. And it's a big issue, not just for Metairie Bank, but for all banks. And it's grown to such a magnitude that, the month of October is called Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And we're all trying to do as much as we can to share with our customers any tips or tricks that we may know of to help them navigate the online world digital world.
And John, look, I got to stop you for just a moment. I introduced you in the wrong way. I get you guys all the time, and you're the CEO of Metairie Bank. And as soon as I heard your voice, I realized that I'd given you the wrong title. So you're the CEO of Metairie Bank.
No problem at all, Scoot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
No, so we were just talking about some tips, and there's tons of things that people can do, but we're going to share four easy tips that people can follow to really minimize their exposure when doing transactions online, whether it's banking or whether you're buying a Christmas present for somebody using an online portal. The first one is to use complex or lengthy passwords. We recommend you always use a password that's at least 12 characters long. Now, we also know that, man, remembering those passwords can be difficult.
Well, that's the problem. I make it easy for me. Not for the scammers. I make it easy because I need to remember it.
Absolutely, and I'm guilty of the same thing. There are some neat tips out there in terms of, using the first letter of the first words to your favorite song, or maybe a favorite quote or something like that.
Okay.
Look, I try and do that myself, but I tend to forget what my favorite song was that week. So. There are some apps out there, and there's one out there that I've used, and it's called Keeper, and it is available on your App Store or iTunes Store, whichever type of device you're using. It's just called Keeper. I do believe there's a small annual fee involved, but you can store your passwords in that app, and they will automatically feed to whatever application you're using. Makes a big difference. The longer your password is, the more secure your account's going to be. So we highly recommend that.
Is there a place, do you put your passwords in the phone? I write mine down because I'm always afraid if my phone goes down, I'm not going to have the passwords.
Yeah, I've done that before, but I've started using this Keeper password on my phone, and I found it to be very, very helpful to me. And that's what's working right now. So until something comes along that beats the password or lengthy password, I think maybe using an app to help you with that's maybe the route to go. Another thing is, you've got to use different passwords for different applications. And I've been guilty of that too over time, using one for everything. But the best security is to use a different password for your different applications. One other tip we would share is, once a year, do a purge of your laptop or your computer and your cell phone. Get rid of all the old apps that you don't use anymore or programs that you don't use anymore. And make sure you delete the data that is stored with those apps. You can, if it's on the cell phone, you can go through the process there. Or if it's on your computer, go and delete the folder in its entirety that contains any files that may be associated with some old software.
And
third, go ahead.
No, please finish.
No, I was just gonna. I just had two other quick tips. One is social media. If you're a user of Facebook or Instagram or any of those types of programs, go in there and just check your social media settings from time to time. Make sure they're set to the highest level of security that they can be. Another good tip to protect yourself. And the last one quickly is be careful where you decide to use your Wi-Fi. A lot of folks, when they travel, they may use their cell phone or their laptop in an airport or maybe in a lobby of an office building or some public Wi-Fi. That is not secure. And if you're going to be using that, do not use your don't access your confidential data, whether it's banking or healthcare related data. And that's another issue that's come up over the last several years is, you know, financial data is certainly something that people are out there trying to access, but medical information as well, with the advent of some of our healthcare portals over time, a lot more data regarding your health information is out there. So make sure you're securing not only your banking or your financial data, but make sure you're securing your portals for your healthcare as well.
And John, it's really tough if you're traveling, because, you know, I've worried about sharing information when I'm in a hotel room. I'm not sharing information, but I worry about going online and looking up my bank account or something from a hotel room. So, you know, when you're traveling, you're in a lot of insecure places for a period of time.
Absolutely, yes. And if you're in that situation, the best thing to do is if you have a personal hotspot on your phone to connect to the internet that way, mm-hmm. or to find some other secure way of doing it, especially if you're accessing your financial or health data or other private information.
So using your information about a lengthy, complicated password, maybe relating it to your favorite song, mm-hmm. I just decided to do Stairway to Heaven. So I've got SWTHLZ for Led Zeppelin, 1970s, and then you've got a small s, so it gives you a lowercase. So you've got all uppercase, Stairway to Heaven, SWTH, Led Zeppelin, 1970s, small s, exclamation point. That's 12 characters.
There you go. You've got a winner.
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't know if I could ever remember that. And by the
now,
way,
I hope nobody out there listening uses that one.
Well, and by the way, I'm not going to use that. So don't think all of a sudden you've got my new password, because I'm not going to use that.
No, but we do hope that, you know, if you do win the Powerball tonight, you give us a call tomorrow. We'd be glad to help you out.
Well, I was going
to
ask you about that. If I did win, I'd go right to Metairie Bank. And so what would you suggest that I do?
Oh, the first thing I would suggest you do is we'll call a tax attorney, a CPA, and a financial planner for you.
Okay.
And we'll get you hooked up.
And maybe somebody, maybe a medical assistant to help resuscitate me. I mean, it's a lot of money. I mean, if somebody won, would they just put all of that in the bank at the beginning?
Oh my goodness, probably so, but I'm sure it wouldn't stay very long. I'm sure it would be quickly moved out to some other investment choices. Boy, it sure would be fun to talk about.
But see, Metairie Bank, with their relationship banking, they could really consult you on how to use the money and what to do with it if you won the lottery, the Powerball.
Absolutely. If you win the Powerball, give us a call tomorrow and we'll do everything possible to help you out.
Win the Powerball. Metairie Bank is there to help you every step of the way.
Every step of the way. I'll even come and pick you up and drive you over to the bank.
You know, you'd be as grateful as Milburn Drysdale was when the Clampets came to town and put all that money in his bank.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, over the years of the Beverly Hillbillies, I noticed how the money changed. You know, first it was like $20 million, and then it was suddenly $40 million. and as much money as that was back then, I mean, it wouldn't even be, well, it would be huge today, but it wouldn't be that big as it was then.
Oh, no. I mean, the Powerball number right now is just, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It really is. And they know nobody's going to take this over time. I mean, they know everybody's going to sacrifice the money and take it right now.
I would think so. I've never looked at the information, but boy, I sure would.
But what about the taxes? You know, I mean, there's really, this really just exaggerate how the wealthy are just so, some would argue, not so, but I would say so unfairly taxed.
Well, that's why the first person we're calling is a tax attorney and a CPA.
And then we figure out how much they're going to steal, and then you end up with how much you have left.
Oh, I don't know, what, 500, 600 billion? We'll still be okay.
Could figure it out, right? All right. Yeah. John LeBlanc is CEO of Metairie Bank. John, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Have a great week.
All right,
Scoot.
You
Take
too.
Care.
All right. And remember, if you win the lottery, go directly to Metairie Bank.